The Book Nook on WISO is presented by the Greene County Public Library, with additional support from the Clark County Public Library, Washington Centerville Public Library, Wright Memorial Library, Dayton Metro Library, and Microsun Lamps.
Hello, welcome to the Book Nook on WYSO. I'm Vic McCunis. I'd like to welcome back to the program today Robert Craze. He joins us on the telephone out in Los Angeles. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Vic. I'm thrilled to be back. It's always great to talk with you.
Well, you do have a new book coming out. It's called A Dangerous Man, and it's an Elvis Cole and Joe Pike novel. And we've been talking about Elvis for a while. We probably have some listeners out there who don't know who Elvis is, believe it or not.
Can't believe it. Not possible.
Who is Elvis?
Well, Elvis Cole's he's a guy who likes to do right by people. He's a private investigator in Los Angeles. His partner is Joe Pike, and they're two men who function outside the system. I could have made them cops. I could have made them prosecutors or FBI agents, but I didn't. I didn't want to do that. I wanted them on the outside. So in a way, they're sort of like freelance operatives, or they're the guy you want when you have a problem. And in this case, a dangerous man. Joe Pike is center stage. It's primarily his book. He ends up one day, after having transacted a little everyday ordinary business at the bank, happens to see the bank teller who just helped him be abducted. And Joe, being Joe Pike, who was once an LAPD officer, once a young combat marine, once for many years of his life a private military contractor, intercedes. He helps her. He saves her. The two men who abducted her go to jail, and it should all end right there. Only it doesn't. They're murdered. She ends up kidnapped again. And Pike, who feels responsible and connected for and to her, is off and running. I wanted to write a thriller this time, a real page turn and can't put it down thriller, and that's what I hope I've done.
I think you did, Bob, and I think the balancing act you're doing with Elvis and Joe is quite masterful. You say this is Joe Pike's book, but I see Elvis having a pretty big role in this one. Joe sometimes does take over all the action in some of these stories, and Elvis seems almost peripheral, but in this one, Elvis is in there. He's pretty strong.
He's very strong. You know, it's also this particular book is almost a co-starring event, because there's two aspects to what they're doing. This young woman, Isabel Rowland, disappears. She's gone. She's been taken. Joe is the side of the team who charges straight ahead in a direct, unwavering pursuit of her. While he's doing that, and by the way, the entire book, this is one of the tasks I set for myself. It was fun to do. After she's vanishes for the second time, the entire remains of the book happens within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a headlong rush to find this girl and save her from the people who've taken her. Joe's the aspect of it who is the bull charging straight ahead. While he's in that direct pursuit, you know, they still need to uncover things and learn things and look for clues, and that's Elvis's role in the book. So they're a team, but they're working independently of her, but they're 100% devoted into finding this young woman and uncovering the truth of what's happening.
And Izzy is so innocent. She is completely unaware and completely not guilty of anything, and she gets dragged into this. And the really ironic part of it is she couldn't help out the bad guys if she wanted to.
True. You know, I had all of my books, and I've written 22 novels now. They all start with some sort of image. It has a lot of emotional content for me, and that's that image. It gets its hooks into me, and I can't let go, and I begin to develop it and think about it, and eventually other characters and a story emerges. And in this case, the first image I had was the image of Isabel, this young woman who is a total innocent, being grabbed by out of the blue with a complete surprise by people who seem to have completely have no idea, from Izzy's point of view, who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was completely confused by everything these kidnappers were saying to her. And I began to wonder why. And what occurred to me after that is that each of us, you know, you, me, everybody listening to this, you know, all we know about ourselves when we're children, as we grow up, are what the adults in our lives tell us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our parents, the people around it, if we have extended family, all those people, the view of the world that they present to us is our background. You know, it's given to us. And it occurred to me, well, what if they weren't telling us everything? What if they were leaving parts out? What if they were keeping secrets from us? Once that notion occurred to me, the story just began to unfold, because that's Izzy's predicament here. Secrets have been kept from her, and now suddenly these very dangerous people are grabbing her and asking her questions that she knows nothing about. So the clock really is ticking. Joe has only a very short amount of time to find her. So, you know, the energy in the story hopefully is nonstop.
I think it is, Bob. My guest is Robert Craze. His book is A Dangerous Man. And you wait for that image. I can remember another time you had an image. I think you were running around a lake. You were exercising, and you suddenly just had this vision of something in the lake.
Yeah, that was actually that became a book I wrote called L.A. Requiem. And I was jogging around Lake Hollywood, which is actually the Hollywood Reservoir in the hills above Hollywood, many years ago, and that's exactly what happened. I go out early, you know, I'm there before everybody else, and I was coming around, and just as the first light was coming up, the sky was still gray, sort of purplish, and you wind your way around the shore of the reservoir, and it was kind of creepy and spooky, and I just thought, what if I turn the next corner and there's a body floating in the water? And I thought, wow, immediately that would be perfect for my guys, for Elvis and Joe, and for the kind of crime novels I write. And it became L.A. Requiem. They all have a story like that. It's just how, you know, my writer's eye works.
And Bob, I remember out of all these 22 books, when L.A. Requiem came out, and I said, oh, man, Elvis has gone dark and Bob is going with him.
True. L.A. Requiem was actually a big breakout book for me. It sort of changed the way I see my novels and how I write them. You know, prior, I'd written 7 books before L.A. Requiem, 7 Elvis Cole Joe Pike novels, and I love them. I think they're terrific books, but they were more written along the original Raymond Chandler paradigm for an American detective novel, you know, mostly first-person point of view of the detective. Here's Elvis Cole narrating. Elvis is a funny guy. Elvis is also a serious, heartfelt guy, and I love writing from that voice. But then all that time, there was this character, Joe Pike, And he was the silent partner. Joe was very internal, didn't say much. And I knew Joe had a lot more to say, only being nonverbal, he couldn't say it. You know, he keeps everything wrapped up tight. But I wanted to explore those parts of him, and I wanted to reveal him. So when I got to the eighth book, when I was trying to figure out that eighth book, and I saw that, or I imagined that body floating in the Hollywood Reservoir, I decided to open it up to include what Joe feels on the inside, and that split the point of view in the books, and I've never looked back. I mean, the books since that time, including this one, including A Dangerous Man, multi-character, multi-point of view, and I think for me it makes a much more exciting and interesting writing experience, and I think also a reading experience.
I have fond memories of you making that transition with that particular novel and looking at it. The first time I saw the cover, I said, uh-oh, this is different. And I remember it was also your first book for a new publisher at the time. And everything was different suddenly. And wow, that was a scary cover. And I don't think you'd ever had a scary cover before.
No, it was a very ominous cover. You know, it looked, I think this was by design on the part of the publisher. Of course, it went with the quality and nature of the book, but it was a much larger look, too.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing category about it. By category, I mean, you know, like a sort of generic mystery novel about it. It was very big book. It looked like a bestseller. And lo and behold,
uh-huh.
it, thankfully, knock wood, it was the first bestseller that I wrote.
Wow.
My breakout book.
Yeah, yeah, you broke out all right. My guest is Robert Kraes. His new one is A Dangerous Man. It's an Elvis Cole, Joe Pike novel. Let's talk a little bit more about Joe. You know, you had me going in this one. I had a funny suspicion that maybe Izzy and Joe were going to maybe have a little romance, but, you know, I don't know. You were leading me on, weren't you?
I was. Well, you know, it seemed to me that in this story where you have this character, Joe Pike, who's in an instant devoting himself to the finding and rescue of this young woman, that it screamed that they should have some sort of romance.
Mm.
But it also, at the same time, began to feel to me that you know, that would be the cliched move. You know, it the audience would automatically have an expectation of that, and it would also be the easy move. And so I began to pull back from that. You know, I began to resist that. You know, there, Isabel's much younger than Joe. And Joe, in his motives, I think, are very complicated. You know, he doesn't know this girl. He's barely met her. It's only by happenstance that he got involved. But it began to speak to who Joe is. You know, I guess maybe the sense that having saved her life, he feels responsible for it. But for Joe and me trying to explore his character and drill down deep into who Joe Pike really is, you know, I knew that deep down he didn't have to love her. He's not doing this because of the way she looks or because of some sort of sexual attraction. For Joe, he knows she doesn't have anyone else.
Uh-huh.
There's no one else to help her. He feels he saved her once. Now she's in danger again. So for Joe, there's got to be the sense of, hey, the mission isn't complete yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very mission-oriented. You know, bad people are after her. Bad people will hurt her. She's in jeopardy. And he's the only thing that can possibly save her in time. You know, the police have their legitimate reasons for for not rolling into action here. She's only been missing for a couple of hours. No one saw the kidnapping, the second kidnapping happen. And in fact, in conversations with the police prior to her disappearance, she told the investigating detective that she was thinking about going out of town. So they have no reason to believe that anything happens. But Joe and Isabel's best friend believe that something bad did happen. So Joe takes that on faith and is operating on instinct here when he slams into the problem and begins crashing through people to try to find this girl.
It's the Book Nook on WYSO 91.3, giving voice to our community, our nation, and our world since 1958. And Robert Craze returns to the program. He joins us on the phone in Los Angeles. We're talking about his spanking new book, A Dangerous Man. And throughout a number of these books, you have peripheral figures. And one who is fairly recurrent is a big part of the story. And I love this nerd, John Chen. Let's talk about him.
I love writing John. John's a criminalist for LAPD Scientific Investigations Division, and he is a total science nerd. He is a brilliant guy, but as a king of the nerd pile, he is forever romantically unsuccessful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I love this about John. You know, he's forever chasing some feminine friendship. We'll call it that, and always falling short. So his whole motivation and worldview is about the acquisition of a girlfriend. And then he has plans to get a girlfriend, and because John's value system is slightly skewed and warped and immature, he thinks the way to that is, well, you got to have a lot of money because rich guys get girls, or you got to have, you know, drive a fancy car like a Porsche or a Tesla because, you know, girls like guys who drive cars like that, and John ends up being friendless. Except he has this strange friendship with Elvis Cole and Joe Pike, and over the course of many books now, Joe and Elvis John for forensic analysis or inside information from what the crime lab has known, and in fact, Chen has become one of my most popular characters. I get an enormous amount of fan mail from people. Asking about John and commenting on him, and frankly begging me, please let John get a girlfriend. Please give the guy a break. For me, that's great fun because I love that interaction with readers, and I'm glad they respond to Chen in that way.
He is truly pathetic, and I think that's why we identify with him.
Maybe it's why I identify with him. There's an everyman quality to John. Yes, I use John for comic relief. He's a funny guy. His situation is funny.
Yeah.
But there's also an everyman quality to John. And John admires in Joe Pike and in Elvis, but he admires in them the same things I admire in them, and I think most readers do. You know, their loyalty, their friendship, their goodness. And he aspires to be like them. And I think some part of him accepts the fact that, I'll never be Joe Pike, but boy, I sure wish I could be. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm exactly the same way. I created these guys, and I love writing these books. And in a way, I wish I could be more like Elvis Cole. I wish I could be more like Joe Pike. I never will be. I'm just a guy who sits in a room and types. But I think they have traits that are truly admirable, and I admire those traits. And maybe in the writing of the stories and the books, this is my way of honoring what they mean, who they are as people.
Well, Bob, I, for one, am not going to believe the story about you being just locked up in your room with your typewriter, because I know at the crack of dawn, you've got your rucksack full of boulders and you're sprinting up the sides of the canyon. I know that about you, Bob.
Well, that's true, because when you live a sedentary life like me, you got to do something to avoid the coronary, and that's what I do. I go out and I exercise early, but then I'm hard at work writing that next novel, so that you and I can talk again in about a year.
You're already working on the next novel?
Yeah, I started a couple of months ago now.
Wow.
I still have a long way to go. I'm just at the beginning.
Okay.
But I always try to, you know, I have too many stories to tell. I'll never tell. I mean, there's too many ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But I found one that I like in particular, which always is the case, thankfully, and I dove in, and now it's going to be interrupted because of the publication of A Dangerous Man, and you know, I'll be out on tour, but when all this settles out, I'll get back to work on it and hopefully get finished up in short order.
It sounds like you got your image, the inspiring part that you need, the image.
I sure had the image that hooked me into it,
okay.
And now I'm off and running.
Good. My guest is Robert Craze. His new one is A Dangerous Man, and I'm not going to do a spoiler and talk about the roots of evil in this one, because you have so many layers.
No.
You have so many layers of evil, and I love your villains. I love the way you create your bad guys, and there are a lot of bad guys in this one, and I'm not going to get to the bottom of the food chain and explain the source of all this evil and what's behind it all. But I do want to mention a couple of bad guys. And one, he just passes briefly, but Blanche, where'd you get this guy? Woo.
He's scary, isn't he?
Yeah.
Blanche is one of the bad guys. And in Blanche's case, he's a little on the odd side. And what's scary odd about him is that he likes sharp knives, and to me, he's my nightmare. You know, in this particular book, the reality I wanted is that the odds against Joe Pike would be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
That the people who kidnap Isabel would be many. And extremely dangerous. You know, the title's A Dangerous Man. Well, there are many dangerous men in this book, and the odds against Izzy and against Joe are overwhelming. But I wanted that, because that's the test of Joe's commitment. That's the measure of the depth of Joe's nature. That it doesn't matter how large the odds against him, that motivates them all the more. Here's this young woman who you mentioned earlier. She's a virtual innocent. That's by design, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She's a young woman who she's making her way in life. She's very young. She's early 20s, but, you know, going on 17. Emotionally, and she is simply caught up in a tsunami of danger. I wanted that for Joe, and when I began to think about the bad guys like Blanche that creeped me out, I thought would up the odds even more. So hopefully that happened.
Bob, I've read 22 of your books now, and I got to say, the ending of this one, I think, might be the most deeply satisfying of all of them.
Thank you. I liked it, and I think a lot of people find it extremely surprising, but maybe not. But I think it's right. I think it's right for Joe. And it's, you know, again, this book is about Joe helping this young woman, but the novel at its core is about Joe Pike and who he is, and you know, everything about Joe, and I think that helps define the true nature of and commitment of his character.
It is a classic Joe ending, and as a reader, I felt very rewarded when I got to the ending. I said, oh, yeah, because there was some unfinished business there.
But now you have your listeners, and they're listening to the two of us dance around this thing in cryptic fashion. Listeners, I'm telling you, we can't tip you off to it, because there's a big payoff at the end of the book. And neither Vic nor I want to spoil it for you, but Vic, I'm glad you responded to it the way you did.
Well, Bob, it's like you're in the movie theater and you're seeing a movie you really wanted to watch, and it's just starting and you're getting drawn into it, and suddenly the person behind you says, yeah, and then they do this and then they do that and then at the end they do that. And you're just like, okay, I'm going to go dump my soda on this person.
Right. Yeah, it blows it, right?
Right.
It's the toughest thing, I think, about reviewers who review crime novels or interviewers who interview crime writers. Is that, hey, you know what? It's a crime novel. It's a thriller. It's a mystery. I mean, there are plot twists. There are surprises and twists and turns. Well, if you specifically talk about those things, it kind of blows the enjoyment for the reader. So, you know, those of us who are professional, you know, really really work hard to avoid that. I wish all reviewers did. Some of them say too much and give too much away.
Mm.
I feel blessed that so far most of the reviews I've seen about A Dangerous Man aren't blowing it. They're leaving some unknown surprises there.
Good. My guest is Robert Craze. His book is A Dangerous Man. And earlier on, you were talking about how children are told things by their elders, and sometimes they're not all true, and they're not telling them everything. And it reminded me of your background. You're originally from Louisiana, and I know you had some law enforcement officers in your family. How did that influence you into becoming a crime writer? What's the linkage there?
I have, in fact, on my mother's side of the family, there were five generations in law enforcement, either Louisiana State Police, Baton Rouge City Police. That awareness really has informed my writing since the beginning. That, you know, the writing speaks to the human beings who are the police officers, and the fact that, you know, they're not just a mannequin wearing a blue uniform. Who they are as people, and I think, you know, that's made the work much more interesting. That's certainly for me as a writer, but for readers too, that I bring that awareness of the human nature of law enforcement to the characters that I create, whether they're police officers or not. But even like with Elvis Kohler, who's a licensed private investigator. No, he's not a cop, but, you know, there is that sort of aura of the gray area of law enforcement, where he's still working, the edges of the law, so to speak. That's really, it's important to me to convey, that texture, and I think it makes for better and more interesting characters.
Bob, it is always a pleasure. Thanks, as always, for your time and for writing another sizzling novel.
I appreciate it, Vic. I'm really glad you enjoyed it. And thank you so much for giving me the time. It's always fun to speak with you.
My guest has been Robert Craze. His book is A Dangerous Man. For The Book Nook, I'm Vic McKeonis.